This is an audio version of the visual map of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines version 2.1, created by Intopia online at www.intopia.digital. As a part of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines version 2.1, otherwise known as WCAG, there are 17 new success criteria that have been introduced, as well as one new guideline, Input Modalities. For any person or organization that aims to meet WCAG 2.1, they must now meet 13 guidelines instead of 12. The map has been drawn to highlight four key central areas in a center circle with sketched illustrations of people, assistive technologies and keyboards, and new success criteria have been starred in the illustration. The four overarching principles of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines remain the same, which are perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust. This audio version of the WCAG 2.1 map will break down the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines by each principle, guidelines, and success criteria. The first principle is perceivable. Information and user interface components must be presentable to users in ways they can perceive. There are still four guidelines: 1.1, Text Alternatives; 1.2, Time-Based Media; 1.3, Adaptable; and 1.4, Distinguishable. But there are seven new success criteria. Six are at the AA level, and one is at the AAA level. Guideline 1.1, Text Alternatives, remains the same, with one success criteria, which is 1.1.1, Non-Text Content, Level A. Also remaining the same is Guideline 1.2, Time-Based Media, which has 9 success criteria. At Level A is 1.2.1, Audio Only and Video Only, pre-recorded; 1.2.2, Captions, pre-recorded; and 1.2.3, Audio Description or Media Alternative, pre-recorded. At Level AA is 1.2.4, Captions, Live; and 1.2.5, Audio Description, pre-recorded. And at Level AAA is 4 success criteria: 1.2.6, Sign Language, pre-recorded; 1.2.7, Extended Audio Description, pre-recorded; 1.2.8, Media Alternative, pre-recorded; and 1.2.9, Audio Only, Live. The first of the changes to WCAG 2.1 is at Guideline 1.3, Adaptable. Previously, there were 3 success criteria, all at Level A. In WCAG 2.1, there are 6 success criteria. The same 3 at Level A, but now also 2 success criteria at Level AA and 1 success criteria at Level AAA. Level A success criteria for Guideline 1.3 are 1.3.1, Info and Relationships; 1.3.2, Meaningful Sequence; and 1.3.3, Sensory Characteristics. The new WCAG 2.1 success criteria at Level AA are 1.3.4, Orientation; and 1.3.5, Identify Input Purpose. The new Level AAA success criteria is 1.3.6, Identify Purpose. The final guideline, as a part of the first principle of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines version 2.1, is 1.4, Distinguishable. There are 4 new success criteria under this guideline, all of which are at Level AA. There are now 13 success criteria in total for this guideline. Level A for Guideline 1.4 remains the same, with 2 success criteria: 1.4.1, Use of Color; and 1.4.2, Audio Control. There are now 7 success criteria under Level AA. The existing 3 success criteria, which are 1.4.3, Contrast Minimum; 1.4.4, Resize Text; and 1.4.5, Images of Text. The new starred 4 success criteria which have been included under WCAG 2.1 are 1.4.10, Reflow; 1.4.11, non-text contrast. 1.4.12, text spacing. And 1.4.13, content on hover or focus. Level AAA success criteria for guideline 1.4 distinguishable remain the same, with four in total. They are 1.4.6, contrast enhanced. 1.4.7, low or no background audio. 1.4.8, visual presentation. And 1.4.9, images of text, no exception. The second principle of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines is operable, which says that user interface components and navigation must be operable. Under this principle, there are now five guidelines. 2.1, keyboard accessible. 2.2, enough time. 2.3, seizures and physical reactions. 2.4, navigable. And 2.5, input modalities, which is new. There are also nine new success criteria. There is one new success criteria under guideline 2.1, keyboard accessible, which now has four success criteria. At level A, there are now three success criteria. They are 2.1.1, keyboard, 2.1.2, no keyboard trap, and 2.1.4, character key shortcuts, which is new. There are no level AA success criteria for this guideline, and level AAA remains the same at one success criteria, which is 2.1.3, keyboard, no exception. Next is guideline 2.2, enough time, which has one new success criteria at level AAA. There are now six success criteria linked to this guideline. Level A remains the same with two success criteria, 2.2.1, timing adjustable, and 2.2.2, pause, stop, hide. There are no level AA success criteria, but there are now four success criteria at level AAA. They are 2.2.3, no timing, 2.2.4, interruptions, 2.2.5, re-authenticating, and the new success criteria, 2.2.6, timeouts. There is one new success criteria to guideline 2.3, seizures and physical reactions, bringing it to three in total. Level A for guideline 2.3 remains the same, with one success criteria, 2.3.1, three flashes or below threshold, and there are no level AA success criteria. There are now two success criteria at the AAA level for guideline 2.3. They are 2.3.2, three flashes, and 2.3.3, animation from interactions, which is new. Guideline 2.4, navigable, remains unchanged, with 10 success criteria across the three levels of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. At level A is four success criteria. 2.4.1, bypass blocks. 2.4.2, page titled. 2.4.3, focus order. And 2.4.4, link purpose in context. There are three success criteria at level AA. 2.4.5, multiple ways. 2.4.6, headings and labels. And 2.4.7, focus visible. There are also three success criteria at level AAA. 2.4.8, location. 2.4.9, link purpose, link only. And 2.4.10, section headings. The new guideline as a part of the operable principle is 2.5 input modalities, which has six new success criteria. Four are at level A, while the remaining two are level AAA success criteria. New at level A is 2.5.1 pointer gestures, 2.5.2 pointer cancellation, 2.5.3, label and name, and 2.5.4, motion actuation. New at level AAA is 2.5.5, target size, and 2.5.6, concurrent input mechanisms. Principle 3 of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines is understandable, which says that information and the operation of user interface must be understandable. This is the one principle which remains unchanged from WCAG 2.0, with three guidelines, 3.1 readable, 3.2 predictable, and 3.3 input assistance, and 17 success criteria. Guideline 3.1 is readable, which has 6 success criteria. At level A is 3.1.1 language of page, and at level AA is 3.1.2 language of parts. There are 4 success criteria at level AAA, which are 3.1.3 unusual words, 3.1.4 abbreviations, 3.1.5 reading level, and 3.1.6 pronunciation. Guideline 3.2 is predictable, which has 5 success criteria. There are 2 success criteria at level A, which are 3.2.1 on focus and 3.2.2 on input. At level AA, there are also 2 success criteria, which are 3.2.3 consistent navigation and 3.2.4 consistent identification. There is 1 success criteria at level AAA, which is 3.2.5 change on request. Guideline 3.3 is input assistance, which has 6 success criteria, 2 at each level. At level A is 3.3.1 error identification and 3.3.2 labels or instructions. At level AA is 3.3.3 error suggestion and 3.3.4 error prevention, legal, financial data. At level AAA is 3.3.5 help and 3.3.6 error prevention, all. The 4th and final principle is robust, which says that content must be robust enough that it can be interpreted reliably by a wide variety of user agents, including assistive technologies. There is one guideline under this principle, which is 4.1 compatible. There is one new success criteria being introduced at level AA. Level A remains the same with 2 success criteria, which are 4.1.1 parsing and 4.1.2 name, role, value. New to WCAG 2.1 is one new success criteria at level AA, which is 4.1.3 status messages. This has been an audio description of the visual map of the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines version 2.1 created by Intopia. The map is based on the guidelines recommended by the World Wide Web Consortium, also known as the W3C, which is available at www.w3.org/tr/WCAG21. The WCAG 2.1 map, along with this audio description and its transcript, is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International. You can find out more about Intopia at www.intopia.digital, or you can like us on Facebook or LinkedIn, or follow us on Twitter at Intopia Digital.